The NTSB suggests many people are already impaired well before the legal blood alcohol limit of 0.08%. It's recommending the BAL be lowered to 0.05. State Senator Patrick Gallivan, who's a former sheriff and state police captain, suggests a better strategy for curbing drunk driving incidents is cracking down harder on repeat offenders.
The continuing problem seems to be the repeat offenders and the question of whether our laws are sufficient to deter repeat offenders from continuing to go out and drinking and driving, and after 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 arrests, still doing it and still injuring and killing people.
Erie County Sheriff Timothy Howard wants to see more data before supporting or rejecting the NTSB's recommendation. He backs the senator's idea to go after repeat offenders.
But what we'd really like to do is encourage people, and I think the senator just nailed it with talking about stiffer penalties for the repeat offenders so they do not drive again. Enforcement, better enforcement of rules like the ignition interlock. So if you've been convicted of DWI, it must be in your vehicle. We're continuing to see arrests made of individuals that are driving vehicles without that.
Also brought up as an idea to curb DWI is changing Erie County's bar closing times from 4 a.m. to 2 a.m. A scheduled vote by the Erie County Legislature last week has been delayed. When asked about the idea, Howard noted that his department's data shows more DWI arrests tend to happen after happy hours. You can see the NTSB's recommendation on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.